Hello and good day. Welcome to KXEI Thesis Thursdays. My name is Monica Ramirez, and I am here with Markel Begay to discuss their research at the University of Arizona. Markel, how's it going?
It's going great. Thank you for having me here.
Yeah, right on. So tell us a little bit about what you're working on.
I'm a proud member of the Diné tribe, and I am a third-year PhD student in the Ecology Management Restoration of Rangelands program, and I am currently studying ecological restoration for rangelands on the Navajo Nation. I'll be implementing a seed restoration experiment of native seeds only that are good for a livestock forage by a Navajo Diné rancher on the Navajo Nation. I got tribal consensus to do my research, and so I'm working on that piece and also a community part where I'll be assessing native plant needs and agriculture policy needs and recommendations from the Salee Wheatfields Black Rock chapter, which is located on the northern part of the Navajo Nation in Arizona.
Can you tell us a little bit about what's going on with rangelands that they need to be ecologically restored?
Rangelands on the Navajo Nation, historically, we've been known to be pastoralists. We raise a lot of sheep and livestock. Overgrazing has been an issue. And so on the Navajo Nation, we're experiencing a lack of forage and a lack of vegetation, which leads to a lack of access to water. And the farmers and ranchers on Navajo, they need these important elements to continue their way of life. And currently, there's no model that uses the Diné philosophy of Sa'atnagoibikehujon, which means the philosophy of living in beauty with the environment and yourself. And so I'm trying to use the Diné epistemologies to guide my ecological restoration work and provide a model for the Navajo Nation so that all Navajo chapters can use that. And there's about a total of 110 chapters or communities on the Navajo Nation.
One of the things you brought up was the idea of like using native seeds specific to Diné Nation. Can you talk a little bit about that and how that's aligning with the tribal philosophy and way of living?
Native seeds are considered very culturally important. We have ceremonies that focus on native, using native plants. We have prayers and ceremonies for these plants. And so I'm trying to connect the dots between our relationship to plants and how we can use our Diné philosophy to provide that balance in not only the land, but also the communities. And so I'm really trying to get the stories and the narrative of the people who I work with in the Salee Wheatfields chapter about their uses and their stories on native plants, and then use that to help provide the narrative for the community to say to the federal government, this is what the people use these native plants for. And this is why it's so important. And when it comes to water rights, you know, we have to specify how we use our water. With that said, like our native plants really depend on water. I'm trying to focus on the social science and also the policy aspect of it. And so it's very integrative, but I'm trying to connect the pieces together.
Thank you so much for sharing all this. Why are you getting a PhD in pursuing this type of work?
Land dispute is a big issue on the Navajo Nation. I really hope that my research strengthens the sovereignty of the community I'm working with and the Navajo Nation as a whole, as well as providing them with self-sustainability, self-sufficiency, a secure food economy, and security. I grew up on the Navajo reservation, but I wasn't exposed to my Navajo culture. I was more exposed to the disruption of what my people face, which is living with, you know, alcoholic parents and just living with that negativity and growing up with that and not being able to learn the traditional stories like the way other people have, you know, they grew up traditionally and they have that grandparent who's there for them. But for me, I don't have that. That's why I went into my field so I could learn about my culture. So I feel like a lot of this work I'm doing is a lot of self-healing and also healing for the communities as well.
Thank you so much for sharing that. And that is one of the best answers anyone could give. I'm super grateful and honored to have you at the University of Arizona, as well as being on KXEI. What kind of music you're listening to right now? Do you have a favorite band, favorite singer?
I guess it depends on my mood of what kind of music I'm into. And I guess a lot of classic metal. So Black Sabbath is one of my favorite bands that I like.
Thank you so much for your time today. It was great to have you on KXEI.
Thank you.
The music you're hearing is brought to you by Crow Wander. The name of the track is Your Eyes. For more information about this and other programs, visit kxci.org.